with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no play, Creekside with Don and Jan. Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. Hi, I'm Don Stover.
And I'm Jan Stover, and this is February 3rd, episode 364. And as we say now, Monday is the new Sunday. We're here Monday night.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's also the day after Groundhog Day, so at least watching Groundhog Day yesterday didn't repeat itself. We had the opportunity to download, not download, but watch Groundhog Day again on February 2nd instead of the pregame show or Puppy Bowl or all of the other things that go on.
Well, you snuck over and said, I just want to find the score on Super Bowl. And you would do that, and then we would watch Groundhog Day with Bill Murray. But I do love the new commercial out for Jeep, I believe it is.
Oh, yeah.
Where Bill Murray brings back his starring role in Groundhog Day. That was fun.
I guess that was kind of a challenge to find all of the furniture and everything they needed to do, because it was a pretty darn good match.
Oh, yeah. It was neat.
And the close-up click of that flip clock that they had.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those
they
are so cool.
They say you're young and we don't know. Or they say we're young and we don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, to be young.
Yeah. The only difference is the age on Bill Murray.
Yes. Yes. He has shown his age, but haven't we all?
Well, he had a ball doing that, I'm sure, because all of the people that they got together, including Ned Ryerson.
That's right.
And the groundhog and the mayor and all of those people got together.
If you're listening to this and you watched the Super Bowl game and only saw the commercial but have never seen Groundhog Day itself, please go watch it. It's really an inspirational, almost a Zen movie when you find out what he has learned and experienced and what he comes away with. But it's couched in a romantic comedy.
Kind of
neat.
Did we ever try to count the number of times that it popped 6 o'clock and remained Groundhog's Day in the movie?
No, I think they hinted more times than they actually showed. I don't know. But that's probably something you could go on and Google and see. Yeah. And then another commercial that just floors me is the fact that they killed off Mr. Peanut and then they brought him back as Baby Nut. My head hurts. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
I just don't know the point of killing him off. I mean, I'm sure it's a promotional stunt, and it's evidently working. We had never talked about Mr. Peanut and Creekside with Don and Jan before.
And at a rate of $5.6 million, that was a pretty spendy thing to do.
An expensive funeral, huh? And rebirth. I don't know. I don't know if they think that it's a newborn Peanut or a reincarnated Mr. Peanut. The thing just left me confused. In fact, I spent...
He's a cute little sprout.
He is cute, but I spent way too much time today on YouTube trying to figure it out. I kept watching and going, I'm going to find out the meaning of this, and I could not do it. So any of you listeners, when we post this on Facebook, if you want to leave a comment about your opinion about Mr. Peanut and Baby Nut, please do.
It's Groundhog Day.
That's right. So anyway, back to the reality of today.
Yeah.
We were busy catching up a lot of things we needed to do, and then part of what we did today was get ready to sell our tickets to our Owl Creek Gazette spring event and luncheon.
I've got the paper cut to print the tickets.
You do? Did you print Did you cut the paper before you printed the tickets?
No, I cut the paper from 11 by 17 to 8.5 by 11 so I could run through the printer.
Gotcha, gotcha. So check in our publication, the Owl Creek Gazette at owlcreekgazette.com if you don't have a copy in your hand. We are going to be doing the whole theme of the National Road, the history and happenings on the National Road, predominantly in Illinois, but we're going to also sweep out into the other states because we're going to be featuring a yard sale that goes the whole length of the National Road.
Then that yard, that road is like right out here. You can put your finger on it. It's Route 40. That's incredible.
So we're going to be doing that. But anyway, we said the tickets were going to go on sale February 1st, and then I went, oops, February 1st came and went. So we quickly worked on them today, and they'll be up tomorrow on the website for sale. $20 for adults, $10 for children. And there's three speakers and a presentation, and we're going to have all kinds of things like we always do in the spring event with a little bit different flow and feel this year since we'll have it at the coffee house. But we're also going to have tickets on sale for the spring event and luncheon here at the coffee house as well, Creekside Community Brew. We'll probably have them for sale other places, but we haven't nailed that down yet. The event is April 25th, so we have plenty of time, but we want to get that out there. So that starts tomorrow, the ticket sales. And then February 6th, we can't not talk about our son's birthday.
Oh, that's a very important day in the world of history. 81 and 2686.
Yes. Our children are born with very unique dates. First one, 8181, like you said, and the second one, 2686. So easy to remember and spiel off. Probably, Don, if we ever get old enough and have Alzheimer's, we'll still have those dates embedded in our head. We can just spiel them off.
Maybe they should become, you know, combination numbers or something for our.
They could easily be, yeah, if we had lockers in high school.
Or our lock box.
Our lock box. That's right. And then February 7th, we are supposed to be leaving for San Diego to see our youngest and our oldest and their significant others.
Yes, said youngins.
Zach's wife and Gabe's fiance. And if all goes well, we've had some issues with some working out the schedule for our pub Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. If we can manage to get that lined out, we will be on the plane February 7th. And that is a Friday. So that's Saturday when you always make your famous biscuits and gravy. This will be the exception. That's Saturday.
It's going to have to be a sad memory because biscuits and gravy is not going to be made here. It's going to be made in San Diego, and the kids are going to enjoy it. Yay!
So it'll be a good memory for the kids. And we've taken steps to make it so it's not quite so boring on a Saturday without biscuits and gravy. We have ordered some mini quiches. Now, we won't be making them in-house. We always pride ourselves that everything is made in-house or through Piety Hill Bakery. But this will be the exception.
Oh, these are good quiches. There's no doubt about it.
And we have served them up before when we had big events. When we had we hosted a party for 60 people. We knew we couldn't bake enough things
for
60 people. So in our little kitchen back here at the coffee house, it's just not made to do that. So we did that, and it worked out well. But anyway, I just wanted to give everyone a heads up. We will, you know, always check our Facebook page. If you don't like Creekside Community Brew Facebook page already or Owl Creek Gazette Facebook page, Creekside with Don and Jan, we invite you to do that because we update any last-minute changes there. But so that's Saturday. That would be on the 8th of February, the first time there will be no biscuits and gravy.
Sad, sad day. Mm-hmm. But
but like I said, it will be the nice quiche, and Becky will be here baking up a storm, I imagine, too. So that will be good.
On the 11th, we fly back home. Mm-hmm. So we'll be able to be back in for, we'll be back in on Wednesday. Becky will open up Tuesday
and
have all the stuff out normally. Mm-hmm. And then February 13th, we're having another book club.
Mm-hmm.
And the book club is, again, on this one. We'll finish up with the Foxfire series, the first book of Foxfire, and start into the second Foxfire book.
Right, right. And that is from 6:30 to 8:30. And the pub is also open at that time, so you can come and have fun discussing the Foxfire series, and you can have your favorite adult beverage, or you can have a cup of coffee.
Indeed.
Tea, all kinds of good things happening, and order a pizza.
The espresso machine is always going to be on during pub hours.
That's right, exactly. Then February the 14th is, of course, Valentine's Day, and we've got a real treat for that.
We have special drinks that we are making for Valentine's Day, number one. We'll be offering those through the time up leading up to Valentine's Day. But we're also going to be offering heart-shaped pizza available from Joe's Pizza down here at Creekside. You can get yourself a heart-shaped pizza. Isn't that special?
And where else can you get yourself a heart-shaped pizza and a glass of wine?
No kidding.
So that's really, that's a special Valentine's Day. And the special drinks you mentioned are the coffee drinks. We have to get clever one of these days and make special drinks with a combo of coffee and alcohol. But right now we're wading into this and doing our best in the process. But the special drinks will be coffee drinks. We'll probably start serving those up on February the 11th. And just read some of the titles.
Yeah, chocolate-covered strawberries. That, you know, we'll have a strawberry and chocolate combination. Cupid Cappuccino.
Cupid Cappuccino.
Cupid Cappuccino. Mm-hmm. You, Cupid Cappuccino, you. Mint for you.
But as in M-I-N-T. That gives you a hint of what's going to be in there.
And then, of course, Red Hot for you. And Be Mine. That's B-E-E Mine. Mm-hmm. That's a drink that actually has a little honey in it. Mm-hmm. And then Razzle My Heart. Mm-hmm. That's got some razzle in it and raspberry.
Right. So those are going to be fun to have. And I know that the drinks that we made up special at Christmas time still have people that come in and ask for them. So hope these catch on as well.
Olaf is still a popular drink.
Mm-hmm. It remains a favorite.
Something else that came across our desks and was hanging on our bulletin board, actually, is going to be an informational meeting that's going to happen on February the 15th, that's Saturday the 15th, at the Greenville VFW at 10 a.m. It's the separation of Illinois from Chicago. And that's a movement, I guess you'd say, that is happening in the state. Illinois State Representatives Brad Holbrook and Blaine Willauer will be there. The new Illinois St. Clair County chairperson, Paul Durr, will be there. And the Illinois separation spokesperson, Colin Kleiberg, will be there. For more information, you can contact Doug Lawrence, 618-304-5458, or Glenn Kreider, 618-292-6048. Everyone is welcome to come to this. And this is something that's, like I said, it came across our desk. We're interested in it. We're always about alternatives.
Right. This is just an informational meeting. If you've ever thought to yourself as a downstater how different life would be if we were, I guess, two states.
Yeah.
Just like there are other states that have separated from each other. But, you don't have to be necessarily in favor of it. You don't have to be opposed to it. This can be something if you just want to garner information. We are friends with Paul Durr, and we are friends with Doug Lawrence. And we just, even though everything else we talk about on the podcast tonight is happening here at Creekside Community Brew Coffee House.
Yeah.
This is something that is happening elsewhere, but we just wanted to give it a mention.
And you also need to remember, too, that once upon a time, there was only one Virginia.
Right. That's what I mean. Yeah.
And there was no West Virginia before they decided to split up. So it's not an occurrence that is rare by any stretch of the imagination. You know, East Podunk and West Podunk.
Well, it may be rare, but it is not without precedent. How's that?
It is not unprecedented. And then on February 20th, we have got a special presentation that's going to be put on by TikTok Energy from Effingham, Illinois. And the presentation is called The Financial Benefits of Solar. Now, solar what? Solar power. Mm-hmm. And we're seriously considering putting on panels on this building. Our power bill is atrocious, of course. Whenever you run your dryer all day long, that espresso machine is like I'm trying to relate to the equivalent of running your dryer all day.
Mm-hmm.
that's 4,500 to 5,000 watts all day long. That's pretty steep. Anyhow, there's got to be a way to offset that, and solar energy seems to be the prime mover in that regard, because the coffee's being made while the sun is shining, so why not? Mm-hmm. You know, that makes perfect sense to offset the cost of that coffee machine. And that solar presentation is going to be starting at 5:30. That's when registration occurs. You need to be registered in advance in order to do this. So give them a call at TikTok Energy. That's 217-994-9020. You can RSVP at TikTok Energy, 217 334-994-9020. Make sure you bring along your power bill with you, because that's what it's all about. And then Saturday, February 22nd, we are returning the open mic activities here at Creekside Community Brew.
Yay!
That's from 7 to 9 p.m. And we're going to put up a registration list on the front counter so that if you're inclined to be an open micer, you've got a couple weeks there to make a decision and get your what do you want to call, your chutzpah up and come on in and do your thing at the open mic, and people will enjoy it, I guarantee.
So that will begin Saturday, February 22nd from 7 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
And we're already open on Saturday night, so that's perfect.
Yeah.
And usually they have someone play about 10 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and then somebody else gets up and plays. And we want to stress, it's not just for musicians. If you're a poet, a writer, bring that information, bring that talent down,
mm-hmm.
because it's a nice mix. We want a stage for artistic talent to express itself and a chance for our customers to enjoy it and the community come together and support local talent. So I noticed that when we posted this new information, it was shared by the literary open mic group in Centralia.
Cool.
And they do a lot of readings of whatever work they've got. So
mm-hmm.
that's a nice mix. And I know our friend Lori Loringer, who has written for the magazine off and on for years, does an open mic poetry version. And she has read many of her poems there. So I hope we can get that nice blend of music and poetry and whatever kind of
storytellers.
Storytellers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had Linda... Linda Dust come and do her storytelling, and that's really fun. So that just will be a good form of entertainment for our customers and a good opportunity for local talent to showcase what they can do and what they're interested in.
Wouldn't it be cool if we could find somebody who knits
and,
so that they can spin a yarn?
But a bum. I think we know those people, both the yarn spinners and the spinners of yarn. How that? I think we know both those people.
Very good.
And this will be every Saturday night if it's successful. The success will determine the continuation of it. We'll, you know, try it for multiple Saturdays, let it catch on. And if anyone has suggestions of what they want to add to that mix, please let us know. So we hope that that is a good opportunity for everyone.
Yeah. Well, we packed a whole bunch of stuff in to a short amount of time here.
Well, we got one more thing on February that we know for sure is going to happen, and that is on February 27th, that's the second book club.
Yeah.
So that is the winding up of book two of the Foxfire series, and this will go the entire year because there's 12 books in 12 volumes in the series and 12 months in a year.
That's handy.
It's as if it were written for us. And our Owl Creek Gazette Book Club, just saying.
Yeah. Well, hey, there's one more thing I want to say. We're actually looking for some help. We need I'll just read this. Help wanted. We're looking to hire an experienced and responsible manager to oversee our pub at Creekside Community Brew. Pub hours are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings from 4 to 9 p.m., with the possibility of additional hours as we expand. Managerial and bartending experience is required, as well as a current Bassett card and food handler's license. If you don't have the Bassett card, we'll certainly help you get it. Please send your resume and any questions to jan@owlcreekgazette.com.
I think I know that person.
I think I know her.
I've answered a few emails in my time.
Yeah. You can also send it to don@owlcreekgazette.com.
You can. Whichever one you prefer talking with, send your resume, any questions, like we said. We know that to make our pub thrive, we have to have someone that is responsible and that can manage that in an effective and fun manner. We want to see it grow. We know the reality of our limitations to be here from 6 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night, 9:30 at night. You know, if I was 30 years old, you were 30 years old, we could do it. But then I said to somebody the other day, no, when I was 30 years old, I was raising the kids and I wouldn't want to be away all the time. So it is what it is at the moment. We hope to make it better so we can be down here and enjoy ourselves and work hard. We're not afraid of working hard in any way, shape, or form. But the reality is very few people work from 6 in the morning till 9 at night.
Yeah, and we are prime examples of those who can work circles around many that say they work.
That's right. We can work circles, but we want to shorten the radius of the circle, I believe, if that's the way to put it.
Well, the more we work and the older we get, the faster we start spinning around the drain. just like water. We want to stop that.
We don't.
Slow down someplace.
Yes, that's right. But we still want to see the coffee house and the pub thrive. And it just takes more than us to do that. Some of the help we have is absolutely wonderful. And many of our customers know and appreciate them and recognize them when they come in. They're just as happy to see them as they are to see us. It's a good family feeling. But we want to extend that and have more help. Now, I know you said one last thing, but I've got one last thing.
Go ahead.
We had a vision for our coffee house when we started it, and we knew we wanted to have a gathering place beyond just the two rooms of the coffee house, which is why we rented the third building, the third storefront. We have grown that into our Central Perk Friends room and beyond, so it's expanded, but we love it when it's rented. I mean, we're in business to rent it, obviously, but we're also in business to offer that opportunity to people to come on down and have a gathering place. So we had a contest, and it had to do with taking our podcast and sharing it, commenting it, liking it, and everyone that did those three things got their name entered into the drawing. And the lucky winner was Tara D'Arcy, and she decided to share her the room space with her MOPS group. So that's Mothers of Preschoolers. And they have evidently a monthly meeting. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they do their business and sometimes they just have fun. And so I really like that she decided to share that winning opportunity with them. They came down here at Friday night and
They appeared to have a ball.
They really did, and it was fun. Watched them, and moms would come in, and they didn't all come at once. They came, you know, as mother's schedules will allow, and keeping their kids in mind. And they brought in food, which you can do. You can rent that room for $50 if we serve food for you. If you don't, if you want to bring your own food, you can rent that room for $75. So it's a good balance and good mix. But they brought their own, and then, of course, some of them popped over and had some other drinks, and that was fun, too. But it was nice, and it was lively, and that kind of energy in the building just kind of permeated the whole coffee house, and it kept the place hopping. Amanda Wilkie, a local massage therapist, had offered her services to do chair massages. So, you know, what mom can't use a chair massage?
No,
you know, you've carried and hauled your kids around on your hip and your back and your shoulders and lifted and tote that bale kind of thing. That was a nice addition to the evening. We're even thinking about having Amanda come back and offering a special opportunity like a massage and a cup of tea or a massage and
how about a massage,
a glass
at the
of
creek?
Wine, a massage at the creek. She should play creek running creek water behind her massage. So that's the kind of thing we hoped to happen and have that live full of life action and community building. And it was just fun. And I wanted to say thanks to the MOPS and to Amanda for really adding to our evening. And with that in mind, we want to offer another contest. Tara won that in November, and her schedule was such that she could have it at the end of January, the get-together. So we want to offer another contest, same way, to like, share, comment about this particular podcast, and I'll put that in the information when I post it. And everyone that does what we, you know, need you to do to be included can have your name put in the drawing, and we'll announce the winner next Sunday night.
And okay, one more last thing.
One more last thing. How's that?
One more more, right. Mm-hmm. You may have heard a little commercial we've been running on the local radio station, WGEL, here in Greenville. It's at, they're uptown here. 101.7 FM and 103.9 if you're downtown. Anyhow, we have a little commercial. I'm just going to go ahead and read it as if I had been doing it on the air. I suppose I could just play the one that I sent to WGEL, but I'll just do this one.
Because you do have a radio voice.
I do have that radio voice. Mm-hmm. Here it goes. Enjoy oven fresh pizza and a beer in downtown Greenville, only at Creekside Community Brew. We'll take your order for any Joe's Pizza or the Creekside exclusive pizza chicken bruschetta. Sit down, enjoy a cold one or a nice glass of wine, and poof, your pizza arrives hot and fresh just minutes later. It only happens Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights from 4 to 9 p.m. at Creekside. Plus, we make our own sweet and savory turnovers, muffins, and scones in-house and baked fresh daily. So for the best dang coffee around, or pizza, and your favorite adult beverage, it's Creekside Community Brew Coffee House and Pub, 110 South 2nd, Greenville. Well, that was the commercial.
Yes, and it's
stumble
good.
Stumble included. Yeah.
It was better on the one you perfected, huh, Don?
It was a little bit better, yeah.
Oh, well. And it got the job done here. Did. So anyway, folks, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for joining us on this Monday night. And we hope to see you at Creekside. If you can ever join us here, if you're close enough to come on in, 110 South 2nd Street, like the commercial says.
Yeah, indeed.
And we'll see you next week here on the podcast.
Y'all take care now. Bye-bye.